Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, hello, hello up and down the Cusco. We're also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. I'm Grady Deaton. This is Coffee at KYUK. And joining me on the phone to host the show, Christy Schallenberger. Good morning, Christy.
Morning, Grady.
Have a good show.
I will. So the 2020 elections are just around the corner, and with us today is Gail Fanumiai, Director of Division of Elections. She's here to talk about how rural Alaskans can use a new online system to register for their absentee by mail ballots. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Christy.
So the first question is, what is this online system and what does it do?
The new system to apply for an absentee by mail ballot is truly an online system. It no longer involves paper, similar to the state's online voter registration system. So it's a paperless system, which means the voters don't have to print a piece of paper, fill it out, sign it, mail it back to the division, or scan it and email it or fax it. So the system was developed in order to save time on behalf of the voters, and also it assists the division in being able to process applications in a quicker manner.
And how long did it take to develop this online system?
We actually started this in January. The idea has been around for a while, and we decided this year we wanted to get something up and running. And then when COVID came about, we accelerated the development of the system, so it would definitely be in line and ready for the August 18th, 2020 primary election.
So how do you use this system? Like, what do you do? Where do you go? What does it look like? Can you walk us through this?
Sure. The system can be reached at the division's website, which is elections.alaska.gov, and it can be accessed from a computer, a laptop, an iPhone, an Android phone, an iPad, or any other kind of tablet. And it's a very user-friendly process. The steps are outlined as you go through the process, and it kind of guides you as you go through it. What it does is when a voter uses this system, they need to have a valid State of Alaska driver's license or valid State of Alaska ID card, because what it does is it verifies your information with DMV, similar to what our online voter registration system does. And you're allowed, when you go into the system, to select a specific election you want a ballot for, or all elections in the calendar year.
And for people who can't access internet, how can they register for their absentee by mail ballot?
They can contact any Division of Elections office, and we can mail you a paper application. I believe also that most city clerks are supposed to have copies of the State of Alaska absentee by mail application. So if they have access to a city clerk's office, they could go there and pick one up as well. But the sure bet is contact a division office, and we will get you an application in the mail as quickly as possible.
So what are the benefits for rural Alaskans to use this system and this ballot? Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I think the benefits aren't necessarily specific to rural Alaska. The benefits, benefit all Alaskans equally across the board. Again, there's no need to rely on the United States Post Office to get the application to the division. It's pretty much an instantaneous transaction, so once it's complete, it's received by our offices, and we're able to start processing those applications because, as you know, things in the mail take time, and we want to make sure people get their applications in as quickly as possible to ensure they'll get their ballots in a timely manner.
And which Alaska demographic most uses absentee by mail ballots?
I don't have that information. We don't track it by demographics. It's a you know, it just depends on the individual circumstance for the voter. If they, if it's the only option for them, if they have an extenuating circumstance that happened to come up, that they're not able to be in state on primary day, then they can go ahead and apply for a ballot.
And I wanted to go back to something that you said that was really interesting. You mentioned that COVID accelerated using this online system. Can you speak to the circumstances, why it accelerated it, just kind of what made you guys make that decision to push it out faster, and how does it benefit voters in the time of the pandemic?
Well, we were cognizant to the fact that we, you know, with the pandemic, people are not wanting to be out in public perhaps as much or not wanting to take unnecessary trips. And so this would eliminate a trip to the post office. This would eliminate interaction with other people. Is this something they can do at home? So that's one of the reasons that in light of COVID, we decided to try to assist voters in minimizing, you know, contact with other people, that this would be a good option for them.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell people where they can access this new system for our listeners again?
Right. Certainly. They can go just to the division's website at elections.alaska.gov, and there's a link right in the middle towards the top of our homepage that says apply online for an absentee ballot. They can click on that link, and it will then walk them through the steps. The deadline to apply for a by-mail ballot is August 8th for the primary election. Of course, if they apply now, they can apply for the general election as well, and they would not have to apply again after the primary.
So can you say that deadline one more time?
Sure. August 8th is the deadline to apply for a by-mail ballot.
And this is for the general election?
For the primary.
For the primary. And is there a deadline for the general election in November?
Yes, that deadline is October 24th. But if they apply for the primary ballot, they can apply on the same application to get a ballot for the general election.
Okay. And is there a phone number that people can call if they have issues with the online system or don't have access to a copy of the absentee by mail ballot application?
Certainly. They can contact any regional office. The one in the NOM office has jurisdiction over Bethel and that region of the state. They can be reached toll-free at 1-866-953-8683.
Okay. Do you have anything final to say before you head off into your morning?
Well, I would like to talk just about a couple other deadlines that are coming up. The voter registration deadline is this coming Sunday, July 19th. So we encourage people who are not registered to vote to get registered by that date. If they have any changes to their registration, those also need to be done by the 19th in order for us to assure that we can put people in the proper district and precinct and make sure that they are entitled to vote a ballot in its entirety. They can check their status of their voter registration also by going to the division's webpage, or they can call, any regional, the NOM regional office to look that information up as well. Also, early in-person voting starts on August 3rd, which is 15 days before the August 18th primary election. And we will have a list of those early voting locations on our website as it gets closer to that date.
Okay. Can you run through those deadlines, all of them again, including the ones to register for this online system, the voter registration deadline as well, just for people
Certainly.
Who might be just tuning in?
So we'll go in chronological order here. So July 19th is the deadline to register to vote or update your registration for the primary election. August 3rd is when early voting and absentee in-person voting starts at multiple locations throughout the state. The division will have a list of those locations on our website as that date gets closer. And the deadline to apply for an absentee by mail ballot for the primary election is August 8th. And again, just wanted, you know, people to know that one application can get you a ballot for both elections. You don't need to send in a separate application for each election. And you don't have to send in multiple applications. As you know, during an election year, there are various organizations that send out absentee by mail applications to registered voters. And we just encourage people to not send in multiple applications if they know they've submitted their application and the division has received it, then there's no need to submit a new one. Unless you have a change in your ballot mailing address, you can contact our offices and let us know that.
Okay. And then just in case somebody misses the August 8th deadline for the primary election, the deadline to apply for an absentee by mail ballot online for the general election is October 24th?
Correct. And then election day,
okay,
obviously being August 18th, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. And we just encourage people to get out and vote in whatever manner they feel most comfortable doing in light of this COVID pandemic that we're being faced with.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us about this new system and about the deadlines and when to and to make sure that people get out and vote.
Certainly. And if, you know, like I said, if anybody has questions about anything about the voting process, registration process, our offices are all available and to answer any questions from anybody.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Gail, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Christy. You too.
That was Director of Division of Elections, Gail Finumiai, talking about the new online system to register for absentee by mail ballots. As you heard, the deadline to register online for the primary election is August 8th, and you can apply for ballots for the primary and the general election. But if you miss that deadline to register for the absentee by mail ballot, the deadline to register for the general election is October 24th, and the deadline for voter registration is July 19th. I'm your host, Christy Schallenberger. Back to you, Grady.
Well, you know what they say back home in Texas? They say vote early, vote often. Anyway, I jest. Do your part, civic duty and all. Christy Schallenberger, have a great day. Leaves me one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today. The City of Bethel regular election will be held October 6th, 2020. There are three City Council seats up for election with terms ending October 2020. Residents interested in running for City Council must submit a declaration of candidacy packet to the City Clerk's office. Packet information will be available on the City of Bethel website and at the City Clerk's office on July 29th, 2020. Declaration of candidacy filing period begins 8 a.m. on August 5th, 2020 and will close at 4 p.m. August 20th, 2020. The deadline for registering to vote or to update your voter registration information in time for the October 6th, 2020 election is September 6th, 2020. Register online at voterregistration.alaska.gov. For more information regarding the October 6th, 2020 regular city election, please contact the Bethel City Clerk's office at cityclerk@cityofbethel.net. 907 543-1384 or www.cityofbethel.org. This message brought to you by the City of Bethel.